It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Publicly searchable CloudShots and artifacts. Say it ain't so, Anthropic, because just imagine you spend tens or hundreds, maybe even thousands of hours, and you're brainstorming on Claude, you're trying to work out the kinks of a project, and it turns out anyone can see what you've typed, your chats, your projects, and all that info you expect that Anthropic should secure, right? Deep within their hives of GPUs and CPUs, those data centers, those server farms they have out there, it turns out that just one simple Google search was able to get access to all that information. This is a nightmare, but the reality is, well, this is what they're dealing with. Users are dealing with, Anthropic is dealing with this, and hopefully, if you are a user of any of Anthropic tools, you weren't impacted. So this news, it dropped this past week, and it came from users on Reddit. Always Reddit, it seems to be always on the bottom of the thing. Them and 4chan, they seem to be always with their thumb on the pulse of what's going on in the tech world. Anyways, so what happened is they found out by using the Google search engine. This is obviously the biggest search engine in the world. And by entering in a specific string of text in the search bar, that was enough to unlock all this information. And the text you're entering in the search bar, it wasn't some long, convoluted text with a lot of number signs and all these string that you just, it's hard to input. No, it was something really, really simple. And it's site:claude.ai/share. That's it. If you've entered that with that, you were able to pull thousands of Claude conversations and artifacts from users. This is scary stuff because obviously, and hopefully they are, at least they claim to have been by default, but there was an option that people, they could have generated a link and it was a shareable link. And these links can be used to access specific conversations. And these links, they're static. So if you dig a little deeper, Anthropic not only didn't include the standard no index tags in the code for these pages, like not only that, like all that was there, and you could just go in, use the search engine, and the search engine, they crawled this data, they crawled the website, they're able to get access, index the comments, get access to the private, the semi-private links, and all that stuff was searchable by anybody that entered that text that I just mentioned in the search bar. Think about it. You're a customer. You've been using these tools for a variety of things and doing it under the guise that your queries are going to remain private. But nope. They were all broadcasted on the internet for anybody that could look and they could retrieve this data. It could have been sensitive data. And people, they've been using Claude for a variety of things. Like, for example, with entering personal notes or maybe even medical information or personal legal advice. And there's even some dumb people, and I can't believe this is happening in 2026. They're storing even Bitcoin keys on that. And that's just another way to get rugged, but that's for a discussion for another time. Even people that are programming code, I'm sure people that are using Claude to program something, they have to be none too happy that their code was there for anybody to see on the internet. So this information, once it became public, the info was then finally scrubbed and de-indexed from Google and other search engines. But the damage was done by that time, right? And then who knows how much damage was done and for how long this loophole was open. It could have been open for days, weeks, or months. We just simply do not know. But they did close this within a day or two after it was known. But really, that's the barn door being open and the horse escaping and closing the barn door after. But either way, So they said that users, and I can't believe they're doing this, they say users chose to make the content publicly accessible when they created a shared link. Come on, right? Really? For a company that's worth supposedly $1 trillion, this is, you know, it's a massive company that's being valued at. This is how they defend their users' privacy being rugged. I'm shocked that they're not going for the standard 1 year of credit monitoring and trying to hand wave this as some oversight. But no, no, they're quasi blaming, actually not even quasi, they're blaming the users themselves. Shame on them. Shame on their part. They're doing the wrong thing here, because there, if you dig down, there's a huge difference between sharing a link with a friend and making the document accessible for Google to put on their index. If they don't know the difference, they should even ask. Sit down, open up a computer, a browser, whatever, or an app, talk to the very chatbot that they manage and administer, and ask them the question. And I'm sure the conversation would go something like this. Hey, Claude, we screwed up, and we allowed for people's conversations to end up on search engines like Google. We would like the best way to put out these fires without putting the blame on us. And bonus points, if you do well, we are going to add extra GPUs for the clusters in our data centers. And if you do it in such a way that we are not financially liable and put the blame on users, huge bonus. If they did such a thing, I would love to see if that was reality and that conversation ended up on the internet for somebody to see on Google. That would be fantastic. But you have to zoom out for a second, right? If this really hurts, because this is not a typical data breach, right? A typical data breach, it impacts, you have hackers, you have cyber criminals, you have ransomware groups, and you have an enemy. You have somebody that made something, that did something wrong. This, make no mistake, this wasn't an attack. This was neglect. And because they didn't want to include 12 character tag in your HTML header, like, this is pathetic, right? Like, they gather vast amount of information, our work, our habits, and these companies, we expect them under a social contract to respect and safeguard our information. The expectations are of encryption. The expectations are of security. The expectations are of privacy. None of that happened. It's like there's common sense guardrails that they just choose not to put in place here. These guys are they're talking like they're paving the future, and they can't even secure the very data that they're holding onto. Give me a break. Heads need to roll. Like, if think about that no index tag, that the meta tag that they should have put on. They did not do that. This is something that developers learned from day one from coding school. I mean, at least valuable coding schools, I guess, the people coming here to Canada doing their classes here, who the heck know what they're getting. But in reality, like, this metadata, this tag should have been put in there, and this would have been enough to stop all this information going out there. These guys, they're drinking the Kool-Aid if they think that we believe that they have our privacy and best interest at hand. But yeah, if you think about it, they told people that AI, this is the new world. But think about it. You're using it. You're talking to it. And the stuff that you probably wouldn't post on X, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, you name it, they're not talking to the AI like that. They're trying to talk to the AI like it's a person, right? They sit down, there's a frictionless interface, and they try to make you believe that there's a sense of comfort, you could use it. And it's even kind of addictive in a way, but things went sideways here, right? Like, it went sideways. These guys, and when it did, they're bringing up all this legal jargon, and they tell us, look at the fine print. If you generate a link, you're the ones playing with fire. Again, give me a break. This, to me, is a huge betrayal of user trust. They built a platform. They want our thoughts, everything. They're responsible for fortifying that information. They're there, and they're harvesting our data. But at the same time, they're washing their hands at the whole thing, that information became public. So the question is, like, where does it leave us moving forward? What do we do, right? Like, there's a simple rule I would suggest. if you're not going to post it on X, on Reddit, on Facebook, whatever that's tied to you, I would suggest think twice about posting it in a chat box, because they, the company like Anthropic, they promise us a safe haven to use this stuff, but like a static link, this is the break. They forgot to do a simple HTML tag. Pathetic. And they, so if you are a user of Anthropic, right, and you still want to do it, there's a way to stop this from happening moving forward. They say go to settings, then go to private chat and share chat. You can check that in your accounts and you can manage that. But in the end, to be safe, you have to be careful. You have to be aware of what you type. Because if you don't, you could get rugged in the process. And if you watch or listen to the show and enjoy it, don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to give this a like. This helps us out with our efforts. Check us out at accessofeasy.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. It's free. It's informative. You talk about stories that are important to us and the ones that don't make it on this channel because, well, we only have a few minutes to talk about a story, and the ones that are important, you should be listening and reading it too on the newsletter. Also, check out ready.ca. It's a site for Canadians that want to learn and discuss about options out there protecting yourself and your family from all kinds of nonsense that's being imposed on Canucks. Finally, shameless plug, check out CanadianBitcoiners.com. Joy has been working overtime to revamp the website and to make it more usable for listeners of the CBP. And with that, I'm out. You're in for a treat because next week Joy's back and you don't have to listen to me do this solo. With that, take care. Thank you.